Fairfax County roads have claimed 26 lives so far this year, more than double the 11 at this point in 2025. That number lands the same week the SEC is deciding who actually pays for the billions in transmission lines feeding Northern Virginia's data centers. Dominion's own filings say 68% of its $7.59 billion in planned transmission projects through 2031 is driven by data center growth. Governor Spanberger's team has entered the case, urging regulators to assign those costs to the facilities directly, not spread them across the $11.79 already sitting on a typical household's monthly bill. Watch whether the commission adopts that standard. Roanoke's drought is now at full emergency status. 10 counties plus Danville, Martinsville, Roanoke, and Salem, with groundwater wells setting provisional record daily lows. Acting drought coordinator Adrienne Cotula warned mandatory water conservation measures may be coming. Separately, severe weather through Tuesday brings damaging winds and tornado risk to southwest and central Virginia, rain arriving as storms, not relief. Voter registration for the August 4th primaries closes this Thursday, July 24th. Congressional contests are live in five districts. Three concrete ways to give back this week. In the historic triangle, James House, a domestic violence emergency shelter, is looking for volunteers, a meaningful, practical shift for anyone ready to show up. In Northern Virginia, Guesthouse needs volunteers for a family day, a direct way to support people rebuilding stability. In Charlottesville, Bread Across Borders is taking food equity volunteers right now. For the full briefing, plus events, things to do in your neck of the woods, and ways to give back close to home, visit virginiathisweek.com.